This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, the case against O.J. Simpson. It was big news the other day when he died at the age of 76 after a battle with cancer, ending a life that started with fame, but his legacy is infamy. A star college, then pro football player, became a huge celebrity in movies and commercials in the 70s and 80s, and then came 1994 and the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. O.J. Simpson was charged and put on what was called the trial of the century in Los Angeles, and those of us who were adults at the time will never forget it, of course. Day after day, for months, courtroom drama was live on TV and then talked about every night. And just about everybody watched the verdict in 1995 when O.J. Simpson was acquitted. And many think he got away with murder. No matter what your view is, none of us know what it was like to be Kim Goldman watching all that. She's Ron's sister. And back in June 2019, on the 25th anniversary of the infamous slow car chase when police arrested O.J. as he tried to get away in his friend's white Ford Bronco, we interviewed Kim Goldman about her podcast series titled Confronting O.J. Simpson. And we thought, it was a while ago, you might have missed it. So we'd bring it back for a rehearing for those who did hear it and a new listen for those who haven't. In this extra, you know, we do two of them every weekend, so there is always a reason to check out the rundown, something new every day. And we always do appreciate you listening, and we urge you, invite you, please keep coming back. And now, Kim Goldman on the Fox News Rundown Extra. 25 years ago today, O.J. Simpson was the big story. Days after his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, was murdered along with Ron Goldman, O.J. became a suspect, then went AWOL, refusing to surrender to police, and then hours later...
...and following the suspect vehicle. Again, I haven't heard that this is O.J., but...
The chase that riveted America, a white Ford Bronco on a freeway.
And law enforcement helicopters, it could be a very good bet that this is O.J. Simpson's vehicle.
Indeed, it was him. In the car, driven by his friend Al Cowlings, O.J. had a gun, a disguise, cash, and a passport. It was an hours-long slow-speed chase. People watched it unfold on TV until he finally stopped and police negotiated with him.
Please, just toss it out. You're scaring everybody, man.
I'm not going to hurt anybody.
I know you're not going to hurt anybody, but I know you're not, man.
I'm just going to go with me.
Please, you're scaring everybody, though. You're scared.
Just tell him I'm all sorry. You can tell him later on today in the morning that I was sorry. And I'm sorry that I did this to the police department.
Listen, I think
O.J. Simpson finally did surrender. Kim Goldman, Ron's sister, was one of the millions watching that night. And 25 years later, she has a podcast series called Confronting O.J. Simpson.
I remember I had a whole house full of people that were screaming at the TV, you know, wanting him to crash or shoot himself because he was... you know, threatening that he had a gun to his head.
Yeah, nobody knew what was going to happen.
Nobody. And I remember my dad and I thinking, no, wait, we want him to stand trial. We want him to be, you know, put on trial because we want to know what happened. We want the truth. We want answers. And if he kills himself, we're not going to know that. Well, yeah, I didn't really get that.
So take us back to when you found out that your brother was murdered 25 years ago.
I was in my last semester of school in San Francisco, finishing my degree and working at Wells Fargo Bank. I'd seen footage that day of a crime scene in Los Angeles in the break room. It was on TV, and mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was watching. I just kind of saw it as I walked out.
So this is the 13th. This is the morning after.
Yeah, this is the day after. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. And I got home from work that day, and my boyfriend, who I was living with at the time, was waiting for me. Unbeknownst to me, my father had called. We had found out about 5 o'clock that day. So it was all day, all over the news, all day with none of us and our family knowing it was my brother.
Oh, no.
My dad received a phone call from the coroner, Claudia Ratcliffe, and my dad wanted to be the one to tell me before it broke on the news that it was my brother. And he called, and I talked to him, and he said, "Did you hear anything on the news today about Nicole Brown Simpson?" I said, "No." "Did you see anything about Nicole Brown Simpson being killed?" I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about. Just why are you calling me about this?" And then he said, Ron died.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Did you and your family believe immediately that OJ did it?
No. I didn't even know who he was, honestly.
You didn't know who OJ Simpson was?
I did not.
Wow.
I grew up in Chicago.
Right. He was a huge celebrity, as you know, at the time, so I'm surprised. Yeah, but you made out of a football fan. You didn't care, right? Right? No, I understand.
I mean, did I know that he was in The Naked Gun? But I didn't know he.
Oh, right.
I remember him in it.
Right.
Do I remember the commercial? Sure, but I didn't know it was him.
Right.
You know, I was in my early 20s. I wasn't paying attention to anybody but myself. You know, I was very selfish when I was 22. So, but no, I had no idea. And I didn't grow up in California. I didn't know.
Right.
And I wasn't, it doesn't matter. So I didn't have any idea who he was.
Later that year, a jury was seated to put O.J. Simpson on trial, and it was televised. Americans tuned in day after day from the opening statements in January 1995 through all the testimony, all the evidence, including famed attorney Johnny Cochran and the infamous gloves O.J. tried to put on.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Then the moment just about everybody watched. October 3rd, 1995.
Jury in the above entitled action find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A.
He was acquitted on all counts. So OJ was set free, to Kim Goldman's disgust. Her family was convinced Simpson was guilty.
It was the science for me, the DNA. Okay. I couldn't argue with the science of it all.
And the gloves that didn't, like, you know, the famous.
Fit. Yeah. You know, I was there. I watched him put those on and I watched him try to and struggle and hem and haw and be so dramatic. I was sitting there. I watched the whole thing. So,
you were there every day of the trial?
Yeah, I did.
Every day?
I missed one day because I got my teeth pulled, but there was no testimony that day.
So you saw every bit of testimony?
I did.
And then that day, of course, with the verdict, the shock of that. I mean, that must be indelible in your brain.
Yes. I was raised to not judge a book by its cover, right? So when you're watching people, the jury, I have no conversation with these folks. I'm just watching their behavior. I'm watching their eye rolling, their sighing, they're writing on their pad or they're looking up at the ceiling. And you're trying to figure out what does that all mean? Mm-hmm. So the day of the verdict, I go in, I have no idea what they're thinking because a part of me thinks, God, how could they not?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking.
They only deliberated a very, very short time.
Well, yeah. How could they not? And then you look at the defense team who, you know, just sat there so happy and proud and, you know, just with their shoulders back, just commanding so much attention in that room. And I think, oh, that's how. And so your mind plays, you know, Jedi tricks on you. And they voted the way they did. And I felt really betrayed and I felt like we let my brother down. That was what my initial feelings were.
In your Confronting O.J. Simpson series podcast, you talked to some of the jurors, right?
I did. I talked to two of the male jurors and I'm grateful I did. I think it was very difficult for the two gentlemen to sit with me, mm-hmm. But it wasn't an angry conversation. It was very civil, but I heard from both of them.
Did anything they told you?
Yeah.
Convince you anything different?
Convince me they got it wrong. One believes in the conspiracy. He believes that an entire police department bungled the entire case, okay. But they were smart enough to frame.
All right. So he still, one of them believes still 100% that OJ's innocent.
He believes that he voted the right way with the evidence that he was presented with, and he okay. believes that the police department basically framed him,
okay.
framed a guilty person. That's kind of how he phrased it.
Framed a guilty person. Mm-hmm. So he believes OJ that did it.
Kind of like, but he doesn't.
Okay,
he's kind of all over the place, right? And I said to him, if we presented you with a video of him committing the crimes, would you think that was doctored too? And he's like, yeah, like it's a little crazy making because he believes in what he did. He believes that he made the right decision with the evidence that he was presented with.
What about the other one?
The other one revealed to me what I always thought to be true was that the deliberations were BS. He said that they basically voted within the first minute or two and first couple minutes, and they had a 10-2 verdict, not guilty. And he was very happy because he thought that meant they were going home. And then,
well, they were there for months and months and months and months.
Yeah. And then he said, well, come forward, whoever didn't vote not guilty, let's talk about it. And then nobody came forward and they voted again, and it was 12-0 not guilty. And then they pulled some evidence so that they could pretend like they had been deliberating. So that was all a ruse. So I was pretty frustrated and pissed about that. I always believed that they didn't do their job, and he confirmed to me that they didn't. They had their minds made up, and he basically agreed with that.
Who else did you talk to?
We talked to Jill Shively. She was a witness that never made it to the witness stand. She was the one that saw the killer driving away from the scene erratically, which puts him at the scene, puts him exactly where we thought he was.
And she said it was OJ?
Yeah, she remembers clearly that it was him. She remembers she knew who he was as a celebrity.
Right.
She lived there.
Exactly.
She knew him. And she called the police department that night and said, I saw him driving away, not knowing what had happened until the next day.
Why was she not a witness?
She was not a witness because back 25 years ago, if you sold your story to the tabloids, it discredited what you were saying, and Jill chose to do that, and Marcia chose to believe that made her
tainted.
Yeah. And I feel badly because Jill has really carried a lot of guilt with her for all these years. She believes that she's tanked the case, and I don't certainly believe that. My dad doesn't believe that. The jurors didn't think that any other evidence would have made a difference. So, that's unfortunate.
O.J. Simpson did end up in prison for something completely different. In September 2007, he went to a room at the Palace Station Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas with a gun and took back sports memorabilia he claims had been stolen from him. So he was put on trial again. And on October 3rd, 2008, exactly 13 years after he was acquitted of murder, O.J. Simpson was convicted on conspiracy, robbery, and kidnapping charges, sentenced up to 33 years in prison. But in July 2017, he was granted parole and freed. You may also recall the other trial. In 1996, the Goldman family filed a civil wrongful death lawsuit against Simpson, and he lost. A jury found him liable and ordered him to pay $33 million in damages.
We have not been successful in our pursuit of justice in collecting on the judgment. I think there's a misconception that the system gives you the judgment and then also hands you all the cash. And that's not what happens. And our system protected him, insulated him from having to pay on that, and that's where we stand.
O.J. Simpson doesn't really want to talk about it anymore, but he did write that book, If I Did It.
Mm-hmm.
You got the rights to it, didn't you?
We did get the rights because of our judgment that we were not able to collect on. It put us at the front of the line when it came time to seize that asset because the killer filed bankruptcy on his company that laundered all the money to steal. That's a whole other podcast.
Did you read the book?
I did read the book. Well, that's not entirely true. I read the chapter that pertained to the night of the killings, because the other chapters, I skimmed them, but they were very negative towards Nicole, and I was disgusted in all of that. But it needs to be said that we were ordered to publish that book. We did not get the rights and then have options. The judge forced us to publish that book to satisfy a portion of the judgment because the book was an asset of bankruptcy court. And so in order to monetize the asset to pay bankruptcy, we had to publish the book. And I think people are confused about it. So I want to make sure that that's clear. And then we had to pay off his debt. He had other debtors. And so.
Okay. But the title, you guys got the title the way you wanted it, right?
We made the if smaller. I think it's really important for the society today to hear it from the people that actually were involved in it, direct from them, as opposed to some of the fictionalized stuff that we see in the conspiracy theories from people that weren't around, that are just doing it for ratings. I'm proud of the efforts of the team and that we've put forth in this show.
It's called Confronting O.J. Simpson. Kim Goldman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.